Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Pat.
Animal testing on cosmetics. I mean, most people wouldn't like to think that there's any animal cruelty involved in the stuff they slap on their faces. Explain.
Yes, I think a lot of people would, you know, rightly think that whatever they're using within the EU or maybe when they go to other countries is not tested on animals. But the truth is about 88% of the cosmetics that we use are tested on animals. And the reason that we don't really know about it is that there's lots of loopholes for brands to kind of get around that. So I think it's important for people just to know and to maybe be a little bit more conscious and to figure out ways to maybe check for their products when they're investing them. You know, products are expensive and people buy them in good faith. So it's really good to know how to distinguish between them.
Yeah. Now products are made up of many different ingredients, and some of them which are now regarded as totally safe may have been tested back in the 1970s or 80s on animals, but they have been deemed safe. Is it okay to use those products which historically may have used animal testing?
Yes, I think if, you know, ingredients have been tested a long time ago and, you know, there's nothing we can do about that now, and they're used and they're not being retested because those ingredients have been tested and have been proven to be fine. What we're really looking at is the new ingredients, you know, the ingredients that are, you know, still being tested on and that people maybe don't realise.
So why are they using animals for testing?
So they use animals for testing. Scientists will say that, you know, they need to test, especially if it's something that's going on topically, things like sun cream, hair dyes. There are certain products, especially if they're being used on children, that scientists will always say, you know, we need to test to make sure. Now, the irony is that it's only between 40 and about 60% accurate when it's tested on animals. So it's not even that it's, you know, very good in terms of results. But I suppose animals are there and that's what they're used for. About 500,000 animals will be tested on and harmed or will die in testing every single year, which is massive. And I think in the EU, we kind of like to feel like, oh, we're not part of that. But we very much are. Brands can say that, you know, products aren't tested on animals technically, even if they've, you know, had them ingredients tested in other factories or if they've assembled their own products, they can kind of get around that legislation.
So if they source an ingredient that, for example, has been tested on animals in China.
Exactly. Then they can say, well, we haven't tested, but somebody else has. And that's where I guess the loopholes come in, because the EU banned animal testing in 2004. And so I think a lot of people at that time felt, OK, now we're safe to buy things. You still have to dig deeper as a consumer and look beyond the label.
How do you dig deep? Where is the resource that'll tell me whether a shampoo, for example, has been tested on animals or otherwise?
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Nearly Home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pro's number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Well, thankfully, it's become really easy, which is fantastic, because the last thing anyone wants is to have more things to do on their to-do list. So Cruelty-Free Kitty is an amazing directory, and you can literally go on to Google and type in a product or a brand that you use, and they will explain to you whether it's been tested on animals, whether they actively test on animals, whether they allow their products to be tested in other countries. They'll give you a whole download, and that's really quick and easy. And I guarantee you, you will be shocked at the really expensive big brands that are still being tested on animals. And then PETA have a fantastic app called the Bunny Free app. You can have that on your phone and you can scan items or you can type them in if you're out shopping. Again, that just makes it very, very easy. And they've done the hard work for you, so you don't have to do the digging. It's
so,
a quick search.
So you go to the barcode on the back, scan it, and it'll automatically, because each barcode is unique to the product because it's put there by the manufacturer.
Exactly. And that's the thing. That's it, Pat. Like, some brands do a lot of work in terms of animal testing, but they still may have a couple of products that are still tested on animals. So it's not even brand-wide. It can be, as you know, it can come down to the item. So those two resources are fantastic for people who are maybe dipping their toe in, just want to get familiar. And maybe it means that the next time you run out of a product, you'll avoid that brand just because you know now.
Do we know of any particular, say, Irish cruelty-free brands that are definitively cruelty-free?
Yes, there are so many and they're all doing amazing work. Sculpted by Amy Connolly, which is a brand I absolutely love. Not only are they cruelty-free, but they have an amazing recycling program, and they're right here in Grafton Street. They're online and they're pretty much in every pharmacy. So that's a really easy one for people to get into. Voya, who people will be very familiar with, who do amazing organic seaweed products. They're all cruelty-free, vegan. Vico, people always ask me, where can I find a natural deodorant that actually works and that is clean, doesn't include any toxic ingredients, and it's cruelty free. And Vico are a Cork-based brand that have all those boxes ticked.
VICO,
they're absolutely fantastic. There's tons of great Irish brands who are, and like, what you're looking for is certifications. So they need to have a vegan certificate, Vegan Society certification, a PETA certificate, or a Leaping Bunny certificate. Any of those will tell you that they are 100% not tested on animals.
Finally, if there are products that really we shouldn't be using unless they have been proven to be safe, what do you do? I mean, I know Luke was talking about culture, skin cells and so on that you might use instead animals.
And this is what we're hoping for. We're hoping that technology will advance where we can have those cells and have that material that we can test on. In the meantime, I really do think there are great alternatives. I don't think there's any product topically for cosmetics or skincare that you can find an alternative for that isn't cruelty-free.
Jo Lennon, Climate Editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.